Not that I'm lazy, but we're set up for this, you know that we're. Tell us just a little bit about Crooked Child. I know I asked you about Natural to Be Gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell us about a little bit about your song, please.
Hello. I wrote this song on a walk up a hill and found that it was a kind of a meditation for my love, my ongoing, growing love for people and the people in my life. And sometimes I feel like I'm not so put together, or maybe I don't have it together, but if I can tell someone about it, usually works, and then they tell me something about it. And I feel like John Hartford's tunes always kind of have that nice friendship element in them. And I was just kind of trying to communicate that, how much I appreciate that aspect of life.
Yeah. I think she has it together. From D'Addario. And I hope you can use these. Maybe you can trade them.
Yeah.
Guitar strings.
Thank you.
And Lizzie, a handmade certificate signed by Mr. John Hotsey with art by John Griffin. From Steelville, Missouri. Hey, this is good stuff. Clyde Gills, Peaceful Bend Wine for you.
Thank you.
And bragging rights all over the world.
Thanks, Ernie. Noon tomorrow.
Noon tomorrow here. You can hear Free the Honey. And show, are you going to play your song again? Yeah, she'll play Crooked Child again. So we'll get to hear Liz again. Welcome these young ladies from Colorado. They had a long drive out here, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well,
thank you so much.
Yeah.
You
take care.
Okay.
All righty. You're going to see a familiar face coming up next. And while he's getting set up, I want to tell you also tomorrow, kind of a first time over at the Boogie Stage at noon, there's going to be a story songs set with Ryan Spearman, who is a instructor at the St. Louis Folk School, and also plays with his wife, Kelly Wells, in Aching Hearts. Ryan is just a wonderful songwriter and great musician. Chicago farmer, Cody Dykoff, who is a great songwriter, and Cody's a groundbreaker and a trendsetter in his own way. And myself, we're going to tell you all, we're going to play some story songs for you, and we're going to tell you a little bit about how we write them, you know, how they come to us. Because I'm sure we'll all have a different approach to it. And we'd love for you all to come towards the end of the set. If you have questions about songwriting, songwriter's block, anything that's not business related, you know, we'd love to talk to you and answer your questions too. So this young man coming up, I met the second year at the festival, which was the first year for my wife Patty and myself. And I was at a jam, and there's just this real nice guy playing the heck out of guitar. And I thought, who is this guy, you know? And he was just real cool, letting the breaks pass around. And I saw his picture on Facebook, and I said, I don't know this cat, but he really is a nice guy and a great musician. Someone said, that's Jeremy Francis. And Jeremy's been involved in the contest as a contestant every year with Jam. And usually when I play the tribute song to kick it off, I grab whoever's standing around to help me. And I've been fortunate that it's been Jeremy and Whipsit Sally's just about every year.
I feel fortunate just to be part of it.
Jeremy's a great guy. We are going to let Jeremy play his song, Life by a River. Jeremy brought the funk, so that's what we're saying this year. Jeremy is our funk man for the Songwriters Contest this year. Jeremy Francis, our first place winner for our third contest.
Thank you all. I'm quite flattered to be here. Tickled to death, right? Are we okay? Got everything over there, Dave? Checking the wound. Have a very loud instrument. It helps out in the big jams, you know.